शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सब की याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस
जैसे ही मैं
एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
वतन में पहुंचे तो वतन में पहुंचते क्या देखती हूँ कि अलग अलग स्थानों पर बहुत ऊंचाई पर अनेक प्रकार के देवियों के
I saw that in a number of places, at an elevated position, there were different stalls of the goddesses.
उनके सामने भक्तों की बहुत लंबी lines थी.
There were long queues in front of each of the goddesses.
अपनी देवी को देखकर बहुत ही हर्षित भी हो रहे थे.
Deities were very pleased to see their beloved goddesses.
तो हर एक को ऐसा होता था कि ऊपर से कुछ न कुछ उनके सामने कुछ न कुछ उन्हें प्राप्ति हो रही है.
They were going closer and in front of the goddesses. It was as though they were attaining something from above. They were feeling themselves to be very fortunate. Some were trying to even touch the goddesses. Some wanted to go closer to the goddesses. And some were just simply happy to have a vision, a glimpse of the goddesses. And they were dancing in that joy. After a few seconds, Baba came from a distance and said, "What are you looking at, child?"
ये तो देवियों के पंडाल हैं।
I said these are the stalls of the goddesses.
बाबा ने कहा।
Baba smiled and said,
पंडाल हैं। मैंने कहा, बाबा।
Are these the stalls of the goddesses? I said yes, Baba. Devotees are waiting for vision to take a vision of the goddesses.
लेकिन
Baba said, they are not the stalls of the goddesses.
बच्चों के ही यादगार
But these are the memorials of Baba's very special children. Just as we have the memorials of the father,
यादगार
we have the memorials of the goddesses.
यादगार
there are a memorial of Baba's special children who have become the dearly beloved deities, the goddesses, and are giving visions to the devotees.
उनको कुछ न कुछ प्राप्ति करा
Through their blessings, the devotees are attaining something or the other.
देखा भगत क्या कर रहे हैं?
So did you see what the devotees are doing?
यही होता है.
Each devotee has this wish that my goddess is the best, most elevated.
इतना competition है.
And sometimes they have so much competition amongst themselves.
इतना सुंदर बनाना चाहते
They want to make their beloved goddess so beautiful. They want to take them to great heights.
एक बढ़ करके उसको ऊंच दिखाना चाहते
They want to show their goddess as being higher than others. So Baba was smiling and then said,
अपने ईष्ट के दर्शन में भी कितनी ऊंच है और उसके
The pure feelings, because of the pure feelings of the devotees, they want They have such regard for their goddesses that they want to show them in the highest level, highest stage. And it was as though all the devotees were attaining something very deeply. Even not having knowledge, the devotees want to take their dearly beloved deities to high levels. But the father has such great pride in his children and Baba is happy that my own children are going to be the future dearly beloved deities. They are the ones who are going to rule the kingdom. They are the ones who are going to give special experiences to the devotees. I then saw that Baba immersed many, many sisters and brothers
बाबा जैसे दृष्टि दे रहे थे
and was giving drishti to them and as Baba gave drishti it was as though each one was decorated with the crown and the throne and they were being decorated as the goddesses and the gods, the deities. And a special tilak was reaching each child. There were different specialities of that tilak. One tilak was absolutely transparent, very pure in image. And as they were reaching the deities, the goddesses, the colors were changing of that tilak. Very different colored rays were spreading out. Because of the tilak, the entire decoration of the goddess was becoming more and more enhanced. The second tilak was sparkling and the light was just spreading out in straight lines. And the third tilak was very beautiful to see, but the light that was emerging from it was very less. So today Baba is looking at each child's true form, true reality. The children who are going to become those dearly beloved deities have to be completely pure inside, clear and so transparent. Because of that transparency, because of purity and clarity, with that transparency, clarity and purity, they are able to spread rays of their light all around and give experiences to others. And through that form, no matter what form Maya takes in front of them, that too will transform. And that light spreads all around. There are some children who have attained something or the other from the father. They've become the form of that, the embodiment of that, but they just keep it to themselves. And other souls are only able to experience a little through them. And then third type of children, are still making effort of becoming the embodiment of all that Baba has given them. According to the present time, what does the Baba wish to see? Baba wants the children to be completely pure, become so pure that every power continues to emerge from within you. There was a very beautiful bejeweled tray in front of Baba, decorated with jewels. Baba said, today, especially at the end of Navratri, the devotee is offering something or the other to their goddesses, but the father also wishes to give the children something. Baba then opened the tray on which were a variety of jewels. Some jewels were very pure, they were the real diamond jewels. Because of being real, their purity, that sparkle was so beautiful, and that was becoming threaded in a garland and then going around the goddess's necks. There were some other jewels that had purity, but there was some flaw or the other in those particular jewels. What did Baba do? Baba took that second type of jewels and created a garland, and that became flowers that were offered to the goddesses. And then the third type of jewels, Baba picked them up, the third type, and set them in a half moon circle in front of him. Baba then explained, All my children are jewels who are completely pure. They don't have any type of flaw in them. And so wherever such souls, the first type of souls sit, wherever they are, they attract other souls towards their own purity. And these souls become the jewels, they become the beads of the rosary of victory. The second type are making effort to become the embodiment. They have the Father's company and support. The more support they get from Baba, they're able to stabilize themselves in the embodiment of all these powers. And then the third type, they have a lot of love for the Father, but they don't have that much courage or power. But because they have love for the Father, they've recognized the Father and they've made the Father their companion. Whenever Baba sees that these children are becoming a bit slack, Baba gives them extra cooperation and makes them sparkling stars. Because these souls are the ones who are going to rule the future kingdom. They are the ones who are going to transform the old unaged world. So always remember, you constantly have the Father's cooperation, but at the right, but they forget the Father's help at the right, at the needed time. Because of different kind of thoughts and confusions, they keep complaining to the Father. So it's not the time to complain. All you have to do is purify yourself, make yourself transparent, it is the time to become perfect. And then you'll be able to give visions to others, and you will go ahead and rule in that form in the future. Baba then gave remembrances, and he was giving drishti to everyone. Through Baba's drishti, everyone's form became that of those decorated deities. Baba was smiling and he said, these are the future to be deities. They're the ones to fulfill everyone's pure desires. The father has great pride in his children. And then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then specially remembered Suresh Garg Bhai and Sita Mata, and all those who specially offered bhog. Baba gave drishti to all those souls and said, each soul has its own fortune. Brother Suresh Garg was constantly enjoyed himself in Madhuban courtyard. He had great love for Madhuban. He had love for the father and all of Baba's children. He had many experiences and enabled others to have experiences. For Sita Mata, Baba said, she is Baba's dearly beloved child, always seated on Baba's heart throne. She did special service of so many souls. She was a source of inspiration to many. And all the other souls for whom bhog had been offered, Baba emerged them, gave them drishti, and shared blessings, and said, each child is being sustained by Baba's blessings. Because of the Father's company, you've created your own experiences and your own fortune. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.